Mr. Chairman, I make a motion to approve the minutes.
Second.
Has been moved and seconded that we approve the minutes as presented. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Motion carries. Billy, let's go to work. Would you turn those microphones on there? And I think first order of business, gentlemen, we need, go ahead and sit down, Skyler. We need to make it official that Billy is the superintendent of the road and bridge. I mean, it's gone without saying that he's going to take over the reins, but we just do need to make it official, and if someone would do that by motion.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we appoint Billy Faith as foreman superintendent of Sublette County Road and Bridge Department.
Second.
It has been moved and seconded that we appoint Billy Pape as the superintendent of the Sublette County Road and Bridge. Any further discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Motion carries. Too late.
Thank you.
You had your opportunity to speak up.
You're stuck now, Billy.
Yep.
I'll keep it going good. You never did ask if you wanted it.
Yeah, right. Well, yeah. It
wasn't an option.
I'm happy to do it. Okay. I think we might as well. We got some stuff on Metal Arc. Okay. We need to do. Could we go to executive?
Okay. Yeah. Let's go ahead and do that then. I'm just thinking about clearing out the room. Do you want to do everything else first?
We can real fast.
Let's do everything else first, and then we'll clear the room out.
Okay.
People who need to go to work can.
Can? Yeah. Awesome. I'll give you kind of a lowdown what we're working on. We're blading, you know, still trying to keep catch up. So we're blading on Metal Arc. Got it all good. It should be good for winter. Even Lane Industrial, we got the patcher out. We're doing a lot of patchwork. Doing some cattle guard maintenance. We got the dugway up on Del Creek all cleaned up. Got all them ditches ready for spring. Getting ready to start. I had Mike working on a plan. We're going to redo the drainage on Jack Creek dugway. And so we've got the plans on that, so we're going to get started on that. We did that work for the Forest Service, got that all taken care of. I got them, Trivi, the gal I dealt with, I got her a bill and everything, so that's all.
We have a scheduling contractor signed.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. She got that back, did you?
Sure.
Oh, good.
Wow.
It was fast.
We'll do that during your business.
Yeah.
Okay.
I went to Hoback Ranches and looked at the road with Dave. You know, it's actually, it's a good road.
It's a good road.
I mean, for what it is, you know, it's there's not much that we could do to make it better because of the terrain.
Mm-hmm.
You know, maybe a little shoulder work, clean up some of the ditches that have sloughed and stuff like that. You know, the biggest thing is I told him the easement and stuff like that, but I took care of that and did that, and he was going to move forward with talking to the Forest Service and stuff, so that's,
okay.
That's where we're at on that.
All righty.
That's the road in the Hoback Ranch, isn't
it? Yeah.
Is that the section that goes to the entrance gate?
You know, there's class two.
Yeah, does it go to clear the entrance gate?
Yeah, it goes to the parking lot right there. Yeah. I mean, it's a, you know, it is what it is. I mean, it's not, you know, it's narrow in some spots and stuff like that, but it's a good road. I mean,
it's a class two road.
Yeah. The biggest thing is, you know, there's not much easement, so there's power boxes and you know, a lot of utilities in the way, so there's not a lot you can do. But
right.
it's a good road.
Okay.
I mean, there's nothing wrong with that road.
Good.
So,
good.
Glenn Bogart, she lives in Boulder. She came to see me, and I went and looked at this for her. She's got dog sleds.
Okay.
And down there on the muddy loop.
Yeah, I know.
She, by the old Zimbo place there,
mm-hmm.
where there's the irrigation ditch that comes through there.
Yeah.
She was wondering if it'd be okay. She don't like running her dogs on the road because she can't get them stopped. So she was wondering if she could build a little bridge for just the winter to put across in the county easement there across the creek. Because that ditch never freezes. It kind of...
Oh, across muddy?
Yeah, right there. I said I'd ask.
It stays open?
It stays open.
Oh, okay. It never freezes.
Yeah.
It
never
has. Really?
I don't know why.
We found a spot. It is in the county. She's checked with all the neighbors. They didn't have a problem with it, but...
How wide of a bridge?
Just enough to get her dogs across. And then she'll take it out in the spring.
Is there any danger of us plowing snow and wrecking
it?
No,
it's...
Or?
Where she's putting it, it's plenty far out there.
Okay.
Is all it right. Upstream from the culvert or downstream?
Upstream.
Is there a chance it'll wash in and flood the culvert up?
No, where she's going to put it, it's the banks are high enough, and it's I don't see any issues.
Okay.
I told her I'd ask.
Sure. I think if it doesn't interfere with your everyday plowing and things like that, I don't have a problem.
It's out there enough, and the way it is right there is plenty of room and easement there. So.
Gotcha. We don't want runaway dogs.
Yes, yes.
I had a team one time that I'd like to shut down.
Do you got anything, Skyler?
Bond Grant Fire Hall thing?
Do you want to talk about that now or after?
Go ahead now.
We got just a little question on Bond Grant Fire Hall.
Okay.
Scott Sherville's doing some work for the church next door, and there was some question about location of the lines. And then he talked to Shad. Shad talked to Mary. Mary asked me, and I said, boy, you know, I remember a while back talking to Pat Factor. Do you know Pat?
Okay,
Forest Service Surveyor over in Afton, and she had encouraged me to encourage you guys to acquire title to that instead of going with the long-term lease. So that was something in the back of our minds to think about.
Well, we've actually talked about that many times, right?
We've
tried to figure out a way to acquire title to that.
You can. It's through something called the Small Tracts Act.
You still have to have a willing partner.
Yeah, it'd probably only take 2-3 years to do it. Then Mary got to thinking, she thought maybe she'd heard you guys discussing moving it to the...
Yeah,
Loomis Park.
No, McKee.
McKee?
Yeah.
Maybe.
Oh, up there. I got you.
Oh, you mean
we do have a fire hall.
In the future.
Or leaving all the fire hall, take the road and bridge. Because, see, the fire hall, then there's the road and bridge building.
Right.
And then we own a little pie-shaped piece of ground there.
Right.
That we bought.
Right.
So there's kind of this little quagmire of stuff that's sitting down there in the willows, which is an issue. But I know we talked about trying to get deed to it or get ownership to it through the Forest Service. And then we started in on some of those projects, and it was like, geez, this is way too hard. Let's just lease them. You know, why not have a long-term lease?
We got a lease now, right?
Oh, yeah. Why not have
a long-term lease?
So, I don't know, but...
Is the church sitting on lease property?
I don't know.
Yeah, it is too.
I thought it was.
Yeah, the church and the library.
So how long is the lease?
100 years or something.
Long.
Yeah, long.
It's like the Sylvan Bay stuff.
Yeah, 99 years or something like that. So... if you know something that we don't know on the purchase of that,
I could look at it a little bit more.
Go ahead and take a look at it and see. As long as I've been a commissioner, we've tried this, we've tried that, we've tried swap, we've tried purchase, we've tried lots of things in order to get lease of or get ownership of that.
Well,
it might be. If the church and the library and some of our stuff is all on Forest Service property, if we were to do anything, it would make sense for all those entities to do it all at once. I don't know if they're interested. I have no idea.
See, the church, it'll be interesting to know what Scott's working on, because the church and the library are owned by the Episcopal Diocese.
Okay.
They're not ours or local. They're owned by the church.
Yeah.
So, on leased ground.
Rob and I have had conversations about the Loomis Park thing and the county land use plan, how they can't acquire any more federal lands. If they would trade those Bonnerant pieces for Loomis Park, that way they could move forward on their end and then our end would be secure.
But this
it was just
like teeny-weeny in comparison.
Oh, no.
You need more than that.
Yeah.
Yeah,
like
that's
equitable.
No, I agree. It's just...
Yeah.
The lease expires in end of 2025.
December 31st.
Alright.
So we got a few years, I guess.
Well, see if you can find out more details about it.
I'll do that.
Okay. Anything else?
The only other thing I was going to bring up, and I haven't really had a chance to talk to Shad about it, but, you know, we had a fire the other night at the airport, and the water source for all that area, you know, they get out of the shop there, but, you know, that well is just, it's just 40 feet deep, and it's just mainly subwater, so we kind of had some issues. It kept shut down on us.
Gotcha.
And so from, like, now till subwater comes again, you know, it just, it'll get where it...
Right. It'll dry up.
Yeah, so...
What, the well at the airport?
The airport, believe it or not, didn't have any water. Oh. They don't have a well, which kind of surprised me.
Yeah.
So we were getting it out of...
County shop,
but we had an issue at first because we were sucking air, so it throws it into the safety, and so I overrid it, you know, went out there and got it override, and we got the trucks filled, and we did okay, but from now till, I know last winter was a house that caught on fire at Bargerville, and we couldn't get no water, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It's just something I just wanted you guys to be aware of.
I thought you had that huge capacity well there.
We have the one for the building and all that, but you can't tie on, you know what I mean? It's,
okay.
It's, we have a hydrant, but it's just, in the summer it works great because it's, you know, subwater.
Okay.
But from now till spring, it's, so I just want to bring that to your...
Perhaps you and Shad can explore
that
a little bit.
Yeah, I was
going to
say maybe or something.
See if there's an alternative.
Yeah.
Okay. Very good. Thanks, Billy. I got a phone call from Al Ellis, and he talked to you also.
Yes.
Yeah, and it's that county road,
Grable Lane,
down there by the Llama Farm in Boulder, and they're having neighbor issues. And Al said it sounded like they were going to go to do some litigating.
Yes.
He said, "What's the county going to do?" And I said, "We're going to step out and let you guys fight."
Yeah, that's what I told him.
Yeah, and he was fine with that. He said, "I just needed to know if the county had a dog in this fight." And I said, "No, we don't have a dog in this fight. You two work it out, and when you get it figured out, we'll do whatever the judge says."
It has to do with the county road?
Well, it has to do with runoff water in the borrow pit in the county easement.
Wastewater?
Yeah.
Yes.
Wastewater.
Coming off of Harbor?
No, coming off of Swift.
Okay.
Yeah. So, anyway.
Yeah, it's...
That's what I told him, we were not going to get involved. So.
Good.
All
right. Other than that, I just got the metal arc stuff.
Okay. Mark, do you have anything before we go into executive?
Nope. That's all we're working on now is metal arc. Trying to figure out whether or not to go ahead and cut the road and put some pipes in this year or wait till next. And we're leaning towards waiting till next at this point. Talked to Lance this morning.
Probably. He's worried about the kind of the frost, and then there's a water line up there that... They're not 100% sure where it's at, so they were going to maybe get a back truck and try to find it. But he's afraid if he gets into it or something this late, And there is starting to get frost in the ground. So that's where we're at right there.
Okay. All right. Sounds good. Probably a good idea. Yeah. All right. Excellent. Then I'll entertain a motion to go into executive session.
So moved, Mr. Chairman.
Second. It has been moved and seconded that we go into executive session in accordance with State Statute 16-4-405A2 to discuss real estate. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Motion carries. Yes.
Yeah.